I agree with you that China certainly does not have our best interests at heart by a long shot. However, I think my area of concern is more, and you can straighten me out if I'm wrong, but I'm very concerned about them selling high-tech weapons to people who are willing to commit suicide to deliver them to U.S. targets or friends of ours. However, I don't for one second think the Chinese would ever really consider any sort of nuclear strike against any U.S. city. And the reason I believe that is that they're not suicidal. They're kind of like the Russians in that regard. They're not the Taliban. They're not Al-Qaeda. They are the Chinese, and they don't want to virtually disappear from the face of the earth.
I can fundamentally agree that they and their military policy is certainly not designed to fight us in a one-on-one thermonuclear toe-to-toe type of experience, quoting your classic Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah, I
No, they're
should
not
think not.
going to do that.
Yeah.
On the other hand, what is disturbing is statements made by their hierarchy at the highest level that indicates that if given the opportunity or in a situation that they feel it would be necessary, they certainly would not hesitate. And we've seen that come out of the general staff. That
They
was
would not
just last
hesitate.
year.
They would not hesitate to do what, Charles?
I'm going to give you an example. Last year, we had the commander, one of the top PLA generals. He was in charge of the equivalent of their West Point, publicly state that China would be very willing to use nuclear weapons in a first strike if they felt that there would be a conflict over Taiwan. And he meant first strike against the continental United States. He was not demoted or removed
Right.
from his position.
Right. I'm aware of that.
Right. If an American general made a similar statement, well, let's see, that he could kiss his career goodbye.
Listen, the Chinese attacked Los Angeles, I can assure you, Charles, there wouldn't be talk. There would be action, and it would decapitate the Chinese political establishment. It would decapitate and destroy the Chinese military. It would take out their infrastructure, and it would take out cities. It would be suicide.
Now, let's put this into the actual context of where a combat would take place. Would we, on the other hand, strike at one of their cities if they say detonated a nuclear weapon in low altitude space, say over one of our carrier battle groups in the Pacific?
Same deal.
We would
Same deal.
destroy.
We'd take out their infrastructure. We'd take out their military. We'd decapitate them.
The problem with doing that is, again, when we're looking at things like the DF-31, we help them design and build that by selling them advanced U.S. technology, radiation-hardened computer chip technology in the 1990s. If we retaliate to destroy mainland targets with nuclear weapons, they will be left with no alternative but to fire what they've got, use it or lose it.
Yeah, well, they would. They'd fire what they have.
So you would be looking at, say, 20 to 30 of the largest U.S. cities.
Well, then you'd be looking at a full nuclear exchange, and there would be no more China.
Oh, in their case, one of their tactical doctrine, this is right out of the PLA headquarters, directly from a conflict combat simulation. They're one of the alternatives for them to prevent a carrier battle group from reinforcing Taiwan is to detonate a nuclear weapon in space above the battle group. You would not be destroying anything, but the EMP pulse certainly would knock out a lot of things.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. I guess we're going to have to live to disagree on this subject. What I am concerned about is the Chinese getting weapons to people who would use them in the continental United States if they could? And that's something we're looking
warfare.
At. I beg your pardon?
That fits what they refer to as asymmetrical warfare.
That's right.
The Chinese actually refer to it under a code name called Assassin's Mace.
Okay, whatever. Asymmetrical warfare.
We call it asymmetrical warfare. Assassin's Mace is essentially, let's use some proxies, let's distribute some technology. A good example would be, let's sell ballistic missile technology through our proxies to, say, Iran.
Yeah.
The current upper stages of the Iranian version of the Nodong missile, which they purchased from the North Koreans, mm-hmm. which they know as the Shahab-3, the current upper stages are designed and built by China Great Wall Industries and China North Industries.
Mm-hmm.
Those two upper stages have extended the range and provided the Iranians with the capability of either a chemical or nuclear warhead with great accuracy, which is, let's compare that to the difference of flinging one, where maybe we can hit a city, to now flinging one to the point where we can pick the building where we want to hit.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's your position that engagement is not working. Is that correct?
It's been the policy since 1990, and I see no advantage to it at all.
Explain the policy of engagement.
Engagement is the firm belief by those who are currently in power that by engaging in trade with China mm-hmm. and therefore forcing them into a capitalist mode, that China will become less belligerent and more democratic.
Eventually. Now, what is the evidence that that is not working? Now, it's not something that's going to happen right away. It may be even a generational policy before you can judge whether or not it's working.
Well, first and foremost, we can see, for example, the proliferation, as you refer to it, intentional proliferation.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese policies also in regards to their borders. We can talk about Taiwan. We can talk about the India border. Things that don't necessarily directly reflect upon us, but we can see how, for example, the relationship between America and India has improved rather dramatically, and we can say we can actually put that at the feet of Beijing because they've actually gotten more belligerent, not less. We can also look at the fact that the expansion of trade with China has enabled them to literally triple over the period of time their defense budget and are now basically purchasing state-of-the-art weapon systems, in fact, even building them.
Mm-hmm.
So, in essence, we are building the military-industrial complex that's facing us with our own cash.